I'm joined on the line by the blogger and journalist Jude Collins and by the columnist Chris Ryder. Good morning to you both, guys.
Good morning, William.
Jude, what do you make of this?
Well, it reminds me of Terence O'Neill back in the 60s. That's what it reminds me of. Terence O'Neill, you remember, famously said once, if handled properly, Catholics could learn to live like Protestants. Peter Robinson seems to be saying, if handled properly, Catholics could learn to vote like Protestants. The thing that intrigues me is why he said it. And I was trying to tease it out in my mind. Maybe it's the demographics. Maybe the figures last month, for example, and I think Jim Allister was on about this, at the universities here, 49% show as Catholics, 35% show as Protestant. The Times, I think his interview appeared in the Times, or the article originally about this appeared in the Times newspaper. The Times cites a national audit which said that 54% of boys and 55% of girls, when they were asked what they were, said they were Catholics. And it could be the sound of the demographic chariot coming at his heels that's pushing in that direction.
Chris Ryder, Peter Robinson in the interview in the Times says what is happening in the Irish Republic right now is not appetising for Catholics and nationalists.
Yeah, well, that's not a great advertisement for the Union. All he's saying is, look, you're better off with us. But, you know, the DUP are not a Catholic-friendly party. They do not do anything to encourage Catholics to support the Union. And if this is an appeal based just purely on numbers, a sectarian headcount, then it's pretty dreadful politics. But, I mean, my aspiration would be that there should be United Ireland by agreement. But I think that many, many Catholics are satisfied the way things are in Northern Ireland at the moment. Discrimination is a thing of the past. The police are more representative. Catholics have a feeling that they're getting as fair a crack of the whip as they ever had. And they look down south and they see the economic destruction. They look at the problems there and they say, maybe we're better off here. And while the aspiration of a United Ireland stays alive in their minds, it's not something that they're lighting candles for every day or that they're going out to campaign for in the present circumstances. And I think they know too that in the present circumstances, there's nothing there to attract unionists to vote for a United Ireland, which is, after all, the safeguard that's contained in the agreements that underpin the peace process.
Well, we're asking people today, what do you make of these comments from Peter Robinson? Do you think he's right that the Union, Northern Ireland's place in the Union, will depend on Catholics voting to remain within the United Kingdom? And if there was a referendum, how would you vote on that question if you're a Northern Catholic? Mark has called for Belfast. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
How would you vote?
I've heard this mooted many times, and certainly in the last year, but originally it was about 1982. Jim Molyneux was asked this question on RTE, and he said that it was his belief Catholics would decide to remain in the Union because their benefits were better in the United Kingdom than they would be in a reunited Ireland, which made me think, well, you know, why not have the opportunity to be employed on an equal basis with your Catholic brother rather than your Protestant brother-in-law? And it strikes me that this is, as I said, been raised several times, and I'd love to know why. You know, is Peter Robinson perhaps in receipt of the results of the census, which is yet to be published? And is this why he's raising this matter at the time?
Thank you very much, Mark. Pat's in Derry this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
How would you vote if there were a referendum, Pat?
As a practicing Catholic, my wife and I, and those of my family who are here, and most of the extended family that we know of, would all vote to remain in the United Kingdom. And this is not top of the head. It's something that would obviously have been discussed from time to time.
You've talked about this. You've said you'd vote for the Union.
Oh, we would, yes. We couldn't vote for the Unionist Party now because it is too sectarian.
So you don't consider yourself a Unionist?
I would be a Unionist with a small U.
But you're not voting for any Unionist parties?
We couldn't vote for the Unionist Party because they are sectarian.
That's
but
an interesting
we would
position,
vote in a referendum to remain in the United Kingdom.
And why would you do that?
Because this is our heritage, believe it or not. We have no great affinity to the Republic of Ireland. And if truth be told, the Republic of Ireland don't really want us.